This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. It's unclear where the talks stand between Russia, Ukraine, and President Trump.
They would like to meet with me, and I'll do whatever I can to stop the killing.
Olivia Rinaldi has more from the White House.
President Trump said that Russian President Putin does not need to meet with President Zelensky before he meets with Putin. There was some reporting about that earlier today. The president said, no, I'm open to meeting with Putin regardless of a meeting with Zelensky. So this appears to be moving pretty quickly after Special Envoy Witkoff was in Moscow yesterday meeting with Putin. He came back and he told the White House that it was largely productive, that they felt like they were actually getting some concrete details about what's needed to bring this war to an end.
The administration is not commenting publicly on the Israeli prime minister's plans to widen the war in Gaza. CBS's Deborah Pattis sat down with the U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee.
We asked Ambassador Huckabee what the U.S. position was on potential plans being discussed by Prime Minister Netanyahu's cabinet to seize and occupy the whole of Gaza. He said that is a decision only Israel can make.
The FBI is forcing out more senior officials, as Michael Wallace reports.
Several top officials have been told tomorrow will be their last day at the Bureau. The list includes Brian Driscoll, who served as the FBI's acting director during the first few weeks of the Trump administration, as Kash Patel's nomination was pending. Driscoll was accused of insubordination after he refused to turn over the names of agents who were involved in the investigation into the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Tariffs on dozens of countries took effect today, 10% and higher. Nancy Cordes reports businesses and consumers are bracing for higher prices.
The administration continues to insist that the upsides are going to outweigh everything, not only because of new tariff revenue coming into the U.S. Treasury, but also because this will create an incentive for businesses to bring their production back home to the United States, where they won't have to pay those tariffs.
The National Hurricane Center has updated its forecast for the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season. Meteorologist David Parkinson has a look at the new numbers.
Their range back in May was 13 to 19 named storms. We're looking at 13 to 18 now. For hurricanes, instead of 6 to 10, we're looking at 5 to 9.
The peak of the hurricane season isn't until September. The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits rose modestly last week. Employers are still holding on to workers, despite economic uncertainty. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed. The Dow was off 224 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
There's some backlash over a new Indiana immigration detention center, as Jennifer Kuiper reports.
Dubbed the Speedway Slammer, the space to be used for detaining immigrants is some 75 miles away from the actual Indiana Speedway. U.S. Borders R. Tom Homan says of the new space.
And with us hiring at a massive rate, more boots on the ground, meaning we're arresting more criminals, which means we need more beds.
The town of Speedway says it wasn't notified by feds of the use of the name Speedway, and IndyCar officials are asking the Department of Homeland Security to discontinue using an altered image of an IndyCar with ice on it. DHS officials say they'll continue promoting the plan with the name. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Israeli airline El Al says its Paris office has been vandalized with graffiti. Tensions between France and Israel are running high after France said it would recognize a Palestinian state. The graffiti allegedly included the phrase El Al Genocide Airline. I'm Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance. Lows in the low 70s. Hazy, hot, and humid tomorrow. High in the upper 80s to 90. Heat index approaching 100. 80s and muggy for the weekend. Scattered storms possible. It's 82 right now.
Ba 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 ba. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, bobbering, ba 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 bobbering,
ba 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 bobbering,
ba 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 bobbering.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN just after 7 o'clock. Glad you're here. A full night of timeless hits rolls on.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel, bag is going nowhere. Come on, come on, won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
And
and Elwood take a backseat to the originals, Sam and Dave on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Chris Morrow, glad you're along. No baseball tonight. The MLB leading Brewers with a well-deserved night off. They're back tomorrow against the Mets at AmFam Field. Let's keep the streak going here on WRJN.
Do I've waited
on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're along. Thursday night, no baseball tonight. The MLB leading Brewers taking a well-deserved night off. They're back on the air tomorrow, though. The Mets game with a 6:35 pregame, 7:05 first pitch tomorrow night. Brewer baseball all season on WRJN is brought to you by Lee's Deli, the Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. Get the entire Brewer lineup on our website, WRJN.com, and be here tomorrow for the Mets.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puffs was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Only the lonely.
I've heard Roy Orbison's voice described as the purest in rock and roll history. There he is, Only the Lonely, on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and Jan and Dean.
Two girls for every boy. I've got a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Third city, here we go. You know it's not very cherry, it's a goldie but a goodie. Third city.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
We'll be right back. position as well.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, where the Packers are back with their first preseason game of the year at 5 o'clock Saturday. Packer preseason football and Packers all season here.
I've been lonely too long. I've been lonely too long. In the past, they've come and gone. I feel like I can't go on. I've been lonely too long. As I look back, I can see me lost and searching. Now I find that I can choose. I'm free. Oh, yeah. So funny, I just have a laugh. All my trouble been torn in half. I've been lonely too long.
Somebody,
don't have to be alone no more.
Hey,
You know, I'm not sure if this is written down anywhere, but I know Glenn Frey and Don Henley and Randy Meisner, members of the Eagles, were part of Linda Ronstadt's backup band. Never sure if they were part of the Stone Ponies on that record, but we know they became the Eagles, but started out backing up Linda Ronstadt. There she is, a different drum. On WRJN, local news, timeless hits. They may have played guitars and drums and keyboards, but took a special guy to play the tambourine.
And timeless favorites, WRJN. Let's stay together.
just came to see.
WRJN Thursday night, no baseball tonight. Chris Morrow with a full evening of music for you. And tomorrow morning between 6 and 9 a.m., the Don Rosen Morning Show is back. All kinds of stuff on the show tomorrow morning. Don talks about the Racine Concert Band's scheduled Sunday night concert at about 8:25. The hour before that, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters talks about movie news, this week's new releases at 7:35. Then just before 9 o'clock, the weekend sports, the MLB leading Brewers, top of the news, and of course the Packers kick off the preseason. Mike Clemens has been at training camp all week. Has that all tomorrow morning between 6 and 9. It's the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Timeless Hits on WRJN. Can you believe the weekend, just a day away, Friday, just around the corner? We got a full lineup of weekend stuff to highlight for you. I'll run down some of that schedule after the 8 o'clock news right here.
Baby, I need your loving. Baby, I need your loving.
News from CBS coming right up, and when we come back with more timeless hits, the Beach Boys, the Guess Who, and the Monkees all on the way.
I can turn the gray sky blue. I can make it rain whenever I want it to. Next to you, baby. Next to you.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Firefighters are trying to get control of multiple wildfires in California. The most significant is the Gifford Fire, burning in the central part of the state. At least four people have been injured and more than 96,000 acres burned across two counties. CBS's Jason Allen.
We've been watching as firefighters and sheriff deputies have been driving up and down the roads here. They have been walking up to the front doors, telling owners that they are now in a mandatory evacuation zone. If they leave, they may not be able to get back in. If they stay, there may not be anybody to come help them.
A couple of state troopers are shot and wounded in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Two state troopers, Joseph Ferrachinsky and William Jenkins, were airlifted to a local hospital after they were both shot. Police say they had responded to a domestic violence call and encountered a man with a rifle who refused to follow orders. Pennsylvania State Police Colonel Christopher Parrish says the troopers were ambushed.
They are very lucky to be alive. Trooper Parashinsky was able to place a tourniquet on Trooper Jenkins.
The suspect was shot and killed. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
And a woman was shot and killed by the suspect before responding troopers were ambushed. While there are signs that there may soon be face-to-face meeting between President Trump and Russian President Putin, there appears to be a lot of work that needs to be done to make it happen. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
The Kremlin aide said there's actually a venue set and the two leaders are making arrangements to meet. Now, the White House was pretty quick to deny, saying there's no venue and there's no date that they've agreed to yet, but the president is still open to meeting with Russian President Putin.
President Trump is asked by reporters,
does Putin have to meet with Zelensky in order and before you and Putin have to meet?
Or no.